Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Catalan government in Spain says the jihadist cell, which carried out twin vehicle attacks in Barcelona and a seaside town, has been neutralized, in their words, even though one of the attackers remains on the run. At least 14 people were killed, more than 100 injured in the attacks in which vehicles were used to plow into pedestrians in Barcelona and in the community of Cambrils, both attacks being claimed by the Islamic State. Deakin University's Greg Barton tells VOA Europe is facing a crisis.
The Polo car the attackers were using in Cambrils was sighted in Paris. France has literally 10 times more foreign terror fighters going out than Spain. But Spain's seen a very large number of arrests, at least 173 in the last 4 years, and that might be one reason why we've not seen a successful jihadi terror attack in Spain.
Police suspect that at least 12 people have involvement in the attacks, many of them Moroccan. President Trump will outline the United States' path forward in Afghanistan in a speech tonight. Here's U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis.
The president has made a decision, as he said. He wants to be the one to announce it to the American people, so I'll stand silent until then, until that point.
U.S. military leadership has been waiting for word from the president on a proposal to send nearly 4,000 more American troops to Afghanistan. Nearly 500 bodies have been recovered from last week's mudslides and flooding in Sierra Leone and one of Africa's worst natural disasters in years. Special services for the victims have been held. Hundreds of bodies were buried near the site of a mass burial for thousands of victims of the Ebola crisis between 2014 and 16. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe returned home Sunday from South Africa, where she had been accused of assaulting a model. She was granted diplomatic immunity. Zimbabwe scholar David Moore of the University of Johannesburg on why South Africa is allowing Mugabe to leave the country.
If Grace Mugabe is disgraced through this event in South Africa, you'd have a very unpopular leader of a party, and a very temporary leader because she's volatile, as we can see. So that would lead to more uncertainty on the borders of South Africa.
He said South Africa's government is in a difficult position, in part because Grace Mugabe positioned herself to be her aging, ailing husband's successor. Iraq launched a military operation Sunday to retake Tal Afar, a town west of Mosul, from the Islamic State. In a televised announcement of the offensive, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told the occupiers, "You either surrender or die." Iraq and U.S. military officials estimate about 2,000 IS militants are holed up in Tal Afar. Coalition forces had increased airstrikes in the town ahead of the ground assault, forcing thousands of civilians to flee. 10 American soldiers reported missing and 5 injured after the U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS John S. McCain, collided with a merchant ship east of Singapore. The guided missile destroyer collided with a Liberian flagship, and the U.S. Navy ship was heading to Singapore for a routine port visit. The McCain was damaged, but it is heading to the port on its own power. The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. The drills draw objections from North Korea, which sees them as a rehearsal for an invasion. And this year, the exercises come after tensions on the peninsula rose after North Korea test-fired intercontinental ballistic missiles. Two well-known American comedians have died. Civil rights activist Dick Gregory died last Saturday after being hospitalized here in Washington. He had suffered a severe bacterial infection. He was 84 years old. And actor Jerry Lewis, who appeared in dozens of movies over 5 decades, has died at 91 at his home in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lewis, also known for more than a half century for his telethons, which raised billions of dollars to fight the neuromuscular disease, muscular dystrophy.